All right, you guys, I'm not going to be on for too long tonight, but I wanted to reach out to all of you and say, Bitcoin bros, you can all suck my chode. You heard me. My chode can be sucked. Just kidding. Anyway, drinking some root beer. Virgil's, because I'm a virgin. No. No, Bitcoin sucks.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm not afraid to admit it, despite the harassment I get in the comment section. I wouldn't say it's harassment. That's a Karen-style exaggeration. I will say that I do get a lot of... I don't mind the hate. I'm used to being hated. But at the same time, the points that these dumbasses make no sense. This guy keeps telling me that I don't understand Bitcoin or anything, keeps putting all these points down on why Bitcoin's worth something or it's the future of money. The points don't, first off, just because you make what you think is a point doesn't mean it corresponds with the actual reality of the situation. The point is, if you think Bitcoin is a store of value, look, I can't help you. I can't really help you. I mean, I could try to, you know, if you want to put your money in Bitcoin, fine. You know, another suggestion is to, find the nearest black hole, take your money, and then shoot it at the black hole as well, if that's the type of investing you like to do. And that's fine. Look, if Bitcoin is a virtual black hole, the only people who get rich are people who are using technically trading bots, which are the smarter people. I make money by betting against it for the long term. And, sorry, I keep coughing. Sorry, you guys. Anyway, so betting against it's really, in my opinion, the smartest thing that one can do. And I'm proud of it. Bitcoin is the grumpiest, probably, I don't know. I'm proud to bet against it though. My boy, White Eagle is on the chat, my man, dude, get it. I came for the Bitcoin. This is my boy, my sexy boy is here. We got my boy White Eagle, and we got my boy Tim Smith. Tim Smith came for the Bitcoin. I'm staying for all the sucking. Sweet. We got my boy White Eagle, though, saying Trumpiest. Bitcoin's one of the greatest performing assets. It is, honestly, when it comes to the price increase, technically Bitcoin is, for the moment, one of the greater ones, but eventually it just goes back down. The Eagle says, escaping Bitcoin Island. That's tough, you know. I'm sure our boy Epstein used quite a bit of crypto in his human trafficking campaigns. What a sicko. But yeah, anyway, look, Bitcoin, I'm running out of content, but I can't, these are really warning videos. The Eagle's wondering, what did you have for dinner? I'm drinking root beer and made myself some dino nuggets and some mozzarella sticks. A very basic meal. Very basic. I had some Dollar Tree Texas toast. Got from the Dollar Tree. Straight up. That's the way a real G, real baller lives, bro. Brony. My brony warriors. I don't know why I want everybody to be my brony brother. I just want to play Ponytown, bro. I want to play it again. It says, I made chicken masala, you peasant. So the eagle is talking down to me. My culinary skills are trash, by the way. So the eagle is superior in culinary arts and a lot of things. My man is skilled as fuck. He's a sexy beast. No, seriously. The eagle is skilled. If you need a legit chef, seriously, hire this mofo. Tim, you should use that dividend money. We'll send the eagle to Canada, and he'll cook some dinner for you. Woke dinner. Basically, I'm the eagle's agent. That's not a good thing, by the way. I'm a sleazy agent, and I get 90% of the profits, whereas he gets 10%. I am basically a sleazy record label. It's always been the dream. This American dream is to be a sleazy record label. And that's, except for I do that with chefs. So I cook Canadian. You cook Canadians, Eagle? I'm a little worried about my friend. I think he wants to cook Canadians. Tim, you may be in danger. I'm just kidding. secret agent. Oh, man, that's funny. I love it. Oh yeah. Oh, dude, I had to get some sucking down on the root beer. I needed it. Oh, dude, Virgil's root beer is the tits, by the way. It's the greatest root beer of all. Now, it's got a very odd taste. I prefer Henry Weinert's, though. So the chosen one says, do you think the biddy can get below a dollar when BTC reaches its peak this cycle? Honestly, if the biddy went below a dollar, that would be sick. Seriously. So like if Bitcoin kept going up on this bull run, I would be thrilled, because that means I could just keep buying more and more of the biddy. Because eventually what happens is with Bitcoin, it goes up as high as it can until a lot of the dumb money runs out. So think of it like a faucet. We'll call it the dumb faucet that keeps, and we'll consider, I don't know, Bitcoin a cup in the sink. That's a terrible analogy. I'm trying to think of a better one. Well, think, I can't think of a better one. Just we'll roll with it for now. The way I look at it is like this. There's a dumb money faucet, right? And it basically dumb money is the retail investors who think that Bitcoin's actually worth anything, or they're afraid of missing out and they want to make a quick buck. Now, Bitcoin and crypto and all types tend to attract the gambler type of people. So because it attracts the gamblers, you better bet that the moment that Bitcoin starts going down in price, it keeps going down even further. So when Bitcoin goes up in price rapidly, everybody else gets in as well. So keeps going up and up and up. And then when there's actually downfall, people get scared. They sell. And then, whee! Dude, honestly, it's so easy for the price to fluctuate in Bitcoin. And it's so easy to make a quick buck, actually, by betting against it. So I prefer to bet against it. It's not financial advice, obviously, but this is my preference. Is I am always going to choose the route of betting against Bitcoin because it's just intrinsically worthless. Now, the eagle is also saying, this metaphor was piloted by all Kobe. No. RIP Cobes. Love you. But, the way I look at it is very simple. Very simple. Trying to make it simple, at least. What am I trying to say, people? I'm losing my train of thought. All that root beer is getting in my head. But what I'm really trying to get at is that Bitcoin's worthless, and there's going to eventually be foolish money eventually runs out in theory, or at least tires out in theory. So what happens is that the demand ends up going down quite a bit. Therefore, there's more sellers than buyers, and then that's when the price plummets. That's when I get rich, is because I bet against the price of Bitcoin and it all ends up being better in the end. Let's see. I'm seeing possibly, hold on, I'm seeing possibly a 10x with the Biddy when we are back in a bear. Oh yeah, I can never guarantee the future, but if I were, I mean, I'm pretty confident in well, first off, the lack of intrinsic value is just evident. Just evident. There's nothing. There's no store of value at all in Bitcoin. And the mediums that the Bitcoin is stored on are more valuable than the Bitcoin itself. That's a hard pill to swallow. My cock is an easy pill to swallow, but no, just kidding. Just kidding. JK, JK. But yeah, I can see the Biddy going up pretty rapidly. I mean, just takes one Bitcoin crash, which is pretty easy to do. It's already a very first off, the price of Bitcoin is a very fragile house of cards the higher it goes up. Because like I said, eventually the foolish money runs out. It took ETFs and getting new dumb money involved in Bitcoin to get it up to 71,000, 72,000, 73,000. I think there's a limit. There's a limit to it. And we're going to see that here really soon. The Eagle says, so much of the financial value system is based on political stances worldwide. It's hard to say we will be in the same markets in the future or that we have any value to various currencies. Swallow it with rubies. So here's the thing. All currencies are worthless. I don't care whether it's digital or whether it's physical. All currencies are worthless if they're not backed by anything. And first off, no currency is backed by anything that's physical anymore. You can't really back. I mean, we could eventually. Let's see. And there's no limit to dumb money. I mean, you got a point. That's why I own Bitcoin, just in case there's more fools than I anticipate pumping up the price forever. Because I've already owned Bitcoin at low prices, it's never sold. So me being able to keep betting against it, you know, even though I have to wait a while for the profits to turn, but that's fine. I'm patient because I firmly believe that since, you know, if the stock market crashes, my theory is Bitcoin will also crash. Because stocks are naturally valuable, whereas Bitcoin is naturally speculative. It's valueless and speculative. Look, the stock market to a degree is also slightly speculative, but at least you're owning a piece of a company, and those companies are actually valuable in doing things they're producing. So, I mean, I don't know. The way I look at it is, you at least get real returns on your investment when you invest in a company. Whereas, if you put your money in Bitcoin, you're hoping that there's more fools to keep pumping up the price of it. You know, so. Anyway, it's a weighing machine in the end, no matter what market, and the weighing machine is going to show that Bitcoin is has an intrinsic value of zero, like I've been stating, but nobody wants to listen to me. And also, the thing that scares me about Bitcoin is how many people try to tell me to invest in it. If you have everybody trying to convince you to get into Bitcoin, it's already too late. It's already a bad investment, mind you. It's a Ponzi scheme. It's a pyramid scheme. Fucking clear, do I have to make it to everybody? That's why I'm making this series. I'm going to make this until Bitcoin goes to zero. And that's going to be never. Well, okay. Well, I'm going to say this. If Bitcoin goes to $1,000 or less per coin, I will stop making these video series. So have at it, people. You're going to see me on YouTube for a while. I'm going to try. I love doing these because, one, I get clout from Bitcoin. I'm not afraid to admit it. I love the attention. I don't care if it's negative attention. I just love the attention. Second, that's just, I don't like Bitcoin. Bitcoin sucks. It's just bad. So Tim Smith is saying, why aren't my messages showing up in the chat? I'm sending them, but they are not showing up in the chat. Maybe I'll text it to you instead of on your phone. Oh, are you trying? I'm trying to link. If you're trying to link me to anything, like link a video or something or some sort of article, I think the AI or whatever for the YouTube chat actually automatically blocks it. So that's kind of lame. I see your messages though. on the live chat, just the general messages. I think what, I don't know. But yeah, the Eagle also sees your messages too. But I think it's like links that that Tim is trying to, I mean, here's the thing, man. YouTube is annoying, though. See, that's the problem is Bitcoin. Sorry, not Bitcoin, but the AI that runs the chats for YouTube is basically super woke. I'm assuming that's my assumption. just like me, daddy's woke. I'm woke. I'm super woke. I'm woke like my boy Michael Saylor, who loves Bitcoin. Ooh. No, but these are really fun. I love the comments that I get. I really enjoy interacting with the audience, though. I don't care whether it's subscribers, non-subscribers. I really enjoy the comments. I love reading the live chats. Oh, let me So Tim just texted me. Let's see here. Let's see. My messages aren't showing up in your chat. Oh, here we go. BT. So I'm going to read from what Tim said here. BTC seemed to take off again after the POTUS's. I won't say Biden. Biden's last. Oh, so I see why they probably were labeling as fake news or something. But so basically, what Tim is saying is that. So Biden's last student loan forgiveness announcement, people are buying BTC instead of paying off their loans. When that forgiveness doesn't happen, people will sell their Bitcoin to start paying loans. That's an interesting theory. I mean, dude, that makes sense. I mean, like I said, there's a lot of people who go in just hoping to get a quick buck to pay off whatever. I mean, here's the thing. The reason I bet against Bitcoin is I see what it is. I see that it is a blatant pump and dump scheme, and I can make a quick buck off of the people trying to make a quick buck. In a weird way, I'm not saying I'm a better person for what I'm doing. I don't think I'm a good person for what I'm doing, but I do believe I'm right. And if I see an opportunity to make actual money, and I believe that I'm right, I'll go for it. I'm not gonna put my entire check into it, but you know what I mean. Anyway, let's see what else did you, okay, so Tim Smith said, I did mention, okay, just texted it. The Eagle says blame Canada, everything's gone wrong since Canada came along. I was a subscriber until I took an arrow to the knee, clout. Mike is a random clout generator. Yes, I am. I'm not gonna lie. I'm fully a clout generator. So here's the thing. If I see something that everybody likes, but I know that the thing that everybody likes is stupid, I can't shut my mouth up about how wrong everybody is. I am a little arrogant in that way. I'll admit it. Sound like Jerry Seinfeld for a second. But I was like, I'll admit it. What's the deal with airline food? But, Kermit the Frog here. I just want to let you know you need to clean your room. You really got to, you know, sometimes you got to really get down. This Jordan Peterson. Sometimes I want to cry because I get really emotional. My God, my Jordan Peterson impressions are pretty bad. I rolled a natural 20. So the Eagle is saying I rolled a natural 20 on clout generation. I will attest to this. I will agree to this. I'll agree with this. I'm a clout chaser. When it comes to hating on Bitcoin, though, I chase. Well, first off, everybody's like, if Bitcoin were an OnlyFans model, it would be the most highly paid OnlyFans model, because everybody's simping hard. Everybody's simping hard for Bitcoin. I'm not simping for Bitcoin. I'm not. I'm one of the few men, and you can call me an incel for this, but I'm not simping for Bitcoins on OnlyFans, all right? I refuse to simp. I'm a pimp, not a simp, all right? That could be a rap song, by the way. Because I'm a pimp, not a simp. But I'm a simp for the pimps. I don't know how that works, but I know I could twerk. I'm a simp. full of pimps. Oh, wait. I don't know what the fuck I'm doing right now. Anyway. I've seen your room clean. No, I know my room needs to be cleaned for sure. But let's see. And then the Eagle said he is Wesley Snipes. Bitcoin is Edward from Twilight. I agree with that. I think Edward is very dreamy from Twilight. So I love Robert Pattinson. Robert Pattinson's the man. And he's so very sexy. All that shit. Whatever. But, oh, the Eagle said, you tried that rap already. That's cultural appropriation, AF. And then Tim Smith says, I feel like if I read all these, I feel like if I read the chat logs, like Chris Hansen, it makes things so much better. So, for example, I could be like, and Tim Smith said, Alex Stein is a pimp on a blimp. Garza is a pimp for the simps. I it's so tough. I'm not very good at the Chris Hansen one, but it's like, I have the chat logs. What are you doing here? I'm here for man booty. No, just kidding. But the Eagle is saying, lit fam. I don't speak the Gen Z language, Eagle. I don't know what lit fam or slay those goals or what other things. I don't know what most people are saying, by the way. I love pretending like I understand anything. But lit AF, I love saying lit AF. Slay those goals, bro. Oh, Daddy Shom. Oh, we got another person in the chat arena. What's up, Daddy Shom? Get it. And then the Eagle says, you love that slang. I do love that slang. The cow says, moo. The Eagle says, I love that slang. Anyway. It's funny shit. Anyway. Yo, dad. So the Eagle is saying, yo, daddy. You doing a... Or so Daddy Shom is saying, you doing a part six, LOL. Yeah, bro. Dude, I basically made a, I wouldn't say a promise, maybe a promise, I can't remember what it was. I basically said that, how do I put it? I said that I will keep making these until Bitcoin is $1,000 or less in price. I also, it's fun because how many parts can you make to this series? Well, infinite, because there's a lot of different reasons why Bitcoin sucks. There's so much. It's riddled. First off, all crypto sucks. It's all riddled with Ponzi scheme artists. First off, you can't really regulate it. It's like the Wild Wild West. But when there's transfer of Bitcoin from one wallet to another, and there's like services that are being provided where you could only use Bitcoin, it's like it gets into sketchy territory. And you just can't trust it. It's not a store of value. People like to say it's a store of value, but that's really dumb to say. It's just not. I just don't understand how people can. Anyway, Daddy Shom says, hi, William. Daddy Shom also says, you love irritating those Bitcoin addicts. I really do, Daddy Shom. I really do. The Eagle says, he's beating this dead horse until it stops spitting out content. Oh, agreed. Daddy Shom says, yes, William, so it seems. Then the Eagle says, he's trying to save brainwashed cult victims, but not scientists. I am a huge... It's funny. I'm the first to say I think religion's really... For the dude, that's hilarious. Wow, I'm a tard. Anyway, so Daddy's home. Holy shit, man. I'm a tard. I ain't gonna lie. Anyway, Daddy's I'm not gonna financially recover from this. Let's see. See, I honestly don't even know if Bitcoin is. Let's see. He's okay. So Daddy's Home is saying, I honestly don't even know if Bitcoin is up or down, and don't care. The Eagle said, "Dude, it's Daddy's Home." I know. I can't believe it, man. That's so funny. Daddy's Home, but I do know gold and silver is doing well. Tim Smith says Bitcoin is up and ready for what Daddy's Home is about to do with it. Eagle says hashtag small town schools agreed. Daddy's Home says, ha ha, his school literally had 50 times the funding of mine. Yeah. Oh, I agreed. We still had lazy ass teachers, though. It doesn't matter how much funding you give a public school. Most public schools still have the same level of suckery. We did have, in the defense of Marshfield, though, we did have a lot of students. Like, so we kind of needed the funding because we had so many students. So we needed more teachers and stuff. This school really sees, so you can pump all the money into something and not see results. Yeah. I hate to say it, but money doesn't solve problems, man. It's creativity, innovation, something. And basically, you know, I mean, I could throw money at a bunch of unqualified teachers, tell them to go to Marshfield, and it's not going to make anything better. You know, that's pretty much it, man. let's see. Tim Smith is saying Bitcoin is up and ready to pump its wealth into Daddy's Home's pocket. Daddy's Home fan. I'm just like, dyslexic as shit. God damn, Daddy's Home's panty pack. God damn, man. I gotta figure my life out, boys. That's all right. I'm used to making mistakes. Daddy's Home also says, I saw the comments on one of your past Bitcoin videos. Wow, you got a lot of hate. I'm going to start reading all the comments in the voice of Donald Trump from here on out, just for now. But you're right. You're right. I get more hate. I'm an easy guy to hate. So if I hate something that's popular, but I think I give... Okay, I'm not going to say I give splendid reasons as to why Bitcoin has no intrinsic value, but I think I can at least convince people, I hope, that there's nothing you could truly measure that, you know, because usually it should be fairly easy to agree on what the actual value is of something, but Bitcoin... Nobody really truly agrees on what the actual value is. Some people say it's naturally worth millions of dollars per coin. Some say, just like me, that it's worth zero. We have so many of those people battling, and it's insane. And it needs to be done. I think it's good. I think, like I always say, debate and arguing are good things. my generation thinks that they're bad. I think they're good. I think it's good to hash out things that make people uncomfortable. I think it's good to talk about things that make people uncomfortable. I'm uncomfortable all the time. But no, I'm not. I don't know. I think I live a pretty privileged life for the most part. Okay, so Daddy's Home said, haha, his school literally... We got read that one. Bitcoin, I saw the comments. Last video. Hey, how did you know? Oh, yeah, so how did you know? How'd you know I had a fanny pack? Tim Smith says... What is in the yellow box on the desk? Are those the new nerds again? Oh, yeah. Nope. They're just dots. We're working with dots here. Do I have any? Oh, still got two. Come on. Oh. Oh, shit. Sugar is basically my cocaine. Anyway, yeah, anyway, that's, it's just dots. The Eagle said, figure it out for sure. All men have fanny packs. Swedish fish, I bet. Still effing white. Daddy's Home says, It's those Bitcoin, I can't do a Trump voice right now. It's those Bitcoin addicts started a hate movement. Am I the only one that hates this new YouTube layout? Fudge, I love, anyway. The Eagle said, Fudge, I love the red and pink dots. I agree. Anyway, so what I wanted to say to all you guys' beautiful comments, I hope you paid for those dots. Tim Smith says, I hope you paid for those dots. Dollar stores in the U.S. are closing due to theft. Yeah. Hey, I pay for my candy, all right? I pay for that goddamn candy. Yeah, that pisses me off, man. It's like, I understand the economy's bad. I get it, but... Yeah, theft rings are out of control. What's really funny, I'm going to make an argument for government incompetence. The government on the state and the federal level take out so much money out of everybody's checks. And I just wonder, and this is why I don't believe government should really run that many things. But if they do run things, it should be for the social welfare of people who are in a shitty situation. I have nothing but compassion straight up for people who are homeless, who are in a bad spot, who are on drugs. I have complete compassion. Sometimes I get a little pissed at them, but I understand that also I don't know what led them to that route in life. But with all these tax dollars that go to government, and there's supposedly programs that are supposed to help these people who are in a shitty situation, yet what blows my mind is how we give a lot of money to the government, if you think about it. Collectively, all of us. It's insane. So it's like, at the same time, where does all that money go? And that's the question I always ask. So that's why I just honestly, when I hear somebody evade taxes, I'm like, oh, good for you. Seriously. It's taxation without representation. Nobody's getting any of the help from these so-called government programs. Anyway. am I the only one who hates the new YouTube layout? So I hope you paid for the green dots are basically BTC, is what the Eagle says. If you keep stealing dots, Goose Bay will become a food desert. You can't only eat crabs. Mike has lots of crabs. He stole them so he could buy more crypto. And a crab ring in the corner. True daddy. Ah, I know. Smart man, dude. I'm a smart man. I got my stupid shit together. That's a lie. But I do. You guys want to see me shove a bottle up my ass? No, I'm just kidding. I probably wouldn't mind butt chugging root beer. That just doesn't sound pleasant now that I think about it. But there's one thing I had to butt chug. I don't know. Maybe root beer might be worth trying. It's tough to say. I love doing these types of videos because nothing's really expected of me when it comes down to it. I mean, yes. Ball, by the way, the Eagle says, ball's in your court, Virgil. I'm going to probably get a cease and desist letter from Virgil just being like, don't you ever pretend like you're a part of this Virgil vaginal community. Daddy's Home says, wait, is that a Bitcoin on the table? You traitor. Wait. Do I have Bitcoin on the table? Look, the only thing... I have a messy desk right now. A messy kitchen top. But you name it. My room is surprisingly all right at the moment. I definitely could do for a bit of a spring cleaning of some kind.
Let's see, less messy, virginal. How do you, so Tim's saying, how do you handcraft a root beer? Do you need a pottery wheel? Good question, man. It's real fake money valued slightly above Bitcoin. I will say that I am looking forward to a Bitcoin crash, because like I said, the bull run is very fragile with Bitcoin. I've looked at the charts, and if you look at the charts, when Bitcoin goes on massive bull runs, it's very fragile and eventually craters pretty hard. And people, I don't know, people overestimate it. They think, I don't know, there's so much dumb money in the process that I'm more than happy to keep betting against for sure. You milk a root beer fruit. All right, boys. Well, I got to get out of here. I got to go take a shower and then I got to go to bed. I played a lot of basketball for sure. I'm going to try to finish off these chats real quick. They grow in wild Australia, says the Eagle. Oh, debased. So debased says the new variable is ETF inflows. The Eagle says, cover your eyes though. Milk is a root beer fruit. Sounds like something from a Charlie Sheen meltdown interview. Need that shirt. Yeah, so debased. Yeah, the new variable is ETF inflows because there's more dumb money coming from different places through those ETFs. Certain organizations that couldn't get a hold of Bitcoin normally through normal means, like having a Coinbase account, can use the ETFs as a way to get a hold of Bitcoin, even though Bitcoin sucks. Whatever. Daddy's Home says, like I said, I never watched the Bitcoin price, but I bet it's very volatile for sure. Daddy's Home, man, that's one of the reasons why I love when the bull run happens, so I could just keep betting against it even harder, because Bitcoin just isn't worth anything. Tim Smith said debased is here. Oh, the Eagle says Charlie Sheen would inject it. Yeah. Absolutely he would. Absolutely. Oh my god. Do you know what you're doing? You gotta get out of here. You know, Rick, I'm just really tired of your shit. You know, Morty, I'm really getting sick of your shit. I'm trying to do the Rick voice. You know, Rudy, I was just trying... Rudy. Rudy. You know, Morty, I was just trying to enjoy some root beer. Trying to understand life, Morty. But Rick, why are you shoving a dildo in your ass? You know, Morty, don't ask questions. Really sick of your shit, Morty. I'm gonna use the portal gun and get the hell out of here. Anyway. I'm gonna go buy some Bitcoin. Buy Bitcoin, yo. Yeah, 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 yeah. Smoke signals are out, says the Eagle with the smoke signal emoji. Or smoke emoji. Basically, let's see. I love Bitcoin ETFs. It's all the fun of Bitcoin, but with extra fees, you have to pay to hold it. Yep, exactly. Oh, man. I will say the only Bitcoin, there's a futures ETF that lets you short Bitcoin, essentially. So that's my favorite one because it lets me bet against the price action of it. I think it's a beautiful little secret that nobody talks about. Nobody talks about the Biddy, by the way. Like, I swear, I'm like one of the few chodes. I'm one of the few chodes out there that actually talks about the Biddy. You got to do your impression with a bottle in your hand. I guess I could. We really need to see other people, Morty. But Uncle Rick, what? Grandpa Rick, why are your pants off? You know, Morty, don't ask stupid questions. I don't even know if I'm your real grandpa. Let's see. Slightly less rapey than Justin Roiland. Daddy's Home says, where you buy your shirts? What brand? So this is... actually, what brand is this? Hold on. I can see here in a second. I think this is Hanes. It's funny. I forgot what brand it is already. I think it's Hanes. Yeah, Hanes. So these are Hanes. So I have 7 pairs of the same exact blue shirt that I wear pretty much every day. I don't wear any other color but blue as far as my shirt goes, except for when I'm wearing sleeveless shirts. Yeah, I think when you channel Thana Rick, I don't know. But no, so the shirt that I have, this shirt, so most people think that I wear the same shirt every day, but I have 7 of these exact same color shirts. And I prefer just having the same color shirt. It's so much easier. I don't have to really pick. It's a consistent style. I mean, sure, people probably think I don't change my shirt, but I don't care. You know, most of the same people don't see me every day anyway, so it doesn't matter. But it's funny. I do have other shirts, by the way. I mean, I still do switch it out every now and then. But anyway, let's see. Slightly, where do you buy your t-shirts? He's been wearing the same t-shirt since high school. That's what the Eagle says. Funny, your voice sounded better as soon as you picked up the bottle. The Eagles had agreed. Daddy's Home said, well, William, haha, since high school. Like, the Eagle said, like a Nickelodeon cartoon. Oh, yeah. Damn. That Nickelodeon shit's really dark, you guys. Daddy's Home said, you must do laundry every week. I do laundry every week. No, look, I have more than just these shirts. I have like 4 black shirts that are they're all large tall, by the way. All of them have no, like, they're all very plain. 4 black ones, 7 blue ones. So I do wear other ones besides the blue technically, but this is primarily most days I'm wearing this shirt. I do have different pants, so I do vary up the pants a little bit. So it's always a good thing. He only carries 2 laundry every week, and he pays. He could do it at my house for free. Yeah. See, racism. William Bentley screamed, the Eagle has landed last time we fooled around in his car. How is that okay? Oh, my God. Oh, man. All right, you guys, I do have to go. I hate to leave you all. I'm just, you know, I was about to say I'm going out for a pack of cigarettes, but I'm abandoning you all. I got to go take a shower. I got to stroke my pee-pee. No, I'm just kidding. I got to do things with my pee-pee. You guys want to see what I'm wearing? I'm not wearing pants. You guys ready for this? I don't think you guys are ready for what you're about ready to see. I gotta lose those man titties. Kaka. Are you any good at basketball? Yeah, I'm okay at it. I've gotten a lot slower over the years, so I'm not as good as I used to be. Let's see. When you are going to do a Garza show, house walkthrough, or a groceries unboxing. I should do a groceries unboxing so that way people know what I'm buying from the grocery store. So that way people know just how cheap I am. That's actually a really good idea. Like, next time I go get home from the grocery store, just be like, hey, here's what I got at Grocery Outlet. This is exactly the shit that I just bought. Eagle said, better than me, but that's not saying much. Nah, Eagle, you're more stacked than I am. Trust me. You're good. And then Daddy's Home said, no, that's okay. I'm scared now. Was that the Bitcoin dance? That was the butt boy crypto dance right there. If you guys want to know the truth, that's butt boy crypto. All right. Anyway. Okay. I do got to go, you guys. I got to go milk my tits. I got to drink the rest of this root beer and then take a shower, then go right to bed. Just remember, avoid Ponzi schemes. I honestly love doing this because I feel like the Bitcoin is for Suckers series allows me to really get in touch with my audience the same way that a lot of the executive producers got in touch with some of the, actress in Nickelodeon. Just JK, JK. That was the crypto shuffle, says says my boy Tim Smith. And then Eagle said, I meant at basketball. I know I'm beautiful. let's see. Daddy's Home said, what kind of car you drive, Mr. Cheapo? So the only thing that is expensive in my life is probably my car, which was $17,000, and I've been able to make up for it using it as an asset to do delivery driving out after work. So it's been good. So I wouldn't say I've almost paid for it. I've probably about a quarter of the way paid for the car without even paying any more into the loan. I basically just invest into natural assets that pay dividends. But anyway, get out of that. His car is orange because he loves Naruto. I love Naruto, but I'm also a huge fan of One Piece. The Eagle is now officially a bigger fanboy than I am of One Piece, which I never thought I'd see the day. He has watched more episodes than I have. And so One Piece is the anime we all need. We all want. It's a damn good anime. It's one of those that you really, the more you watch it, the more you warm up to it. anyway, all right, you guys, I am out. I appreciate you guys taking the time to comment. I hope that this orgy of men, this huge orgy of men, ended in a positive way with lots of semen on my face. Feel disgusted. I feel like a slut. There's lots of cum on my face right now. Virtual cum, by the way, from the metaverse. From you guys through the metaverse to my face. I love the car. When it comes to colors of the car, I don't care. The only thing I care about, like, is as far as, like, colors. Because if I'm wearing a shirt all day, if I'm looking down at any point, I want to see a nice color. And blue's a nice color to look at. Plus, it brings out the color of my eyes, which are very blue. And so it kind of gives me a bit of an advantage when it comes to conversations in general. So if I ever have to negotiate anything, yeah, I look like a young boy with blue eyes. And people are like, wow, he's probably just a nice go-getter. Like if I have to negotiate with a cop getting out of a traffic ticket, they're like, yeah, got these sweet blue eyes. And look at my cool blue shirt. I'm the blue shirt guy from that damn movie. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, all right, you guys, I got to get out of here. So Daddy's Home said, do you play basketball to pick up black chicks? No, I already got a girlfriend, but no, I honestly just love playing basketball. Like, basketball is just dope as fuck. I got an okay shot. I could shoot my shot, but, you know, the older I get, though, my vertical's gotten even worse. I'm still, you know, kind of agile on my feet, but my feet, I don't have that agility like I used to. It's really conditioning. If I just conditioned myself, did more running, I'm pretty sure that I would lose a lot of the extra weight that I have and make it to where my strides would be a lot easier. So that'd be the goal. Why does your license plate read Bitcoin? That'd be awesome. That would be so fucking great. There is a guy around our town who has a baby. It's called Baby Doge. It's like some pyramid scheme. Anyway, I really got to go. I'm sorry. I got to go take a shower and then I got to go to sleep. I really am tired. But hey, it's been a pleasure, you guys. Really appreciate y'all. I'm out.